sermon title in the bulletin comes off a little grandiose, the key of life. It turns out that while I'm very confident in what I know, I also am confident enough to know I don't know what the key of life is. Happens to be that the title's missing one tiny little preposition. The title of my message today, in honor of the fact that our director of music is leaving today, is in the key of life. Not the key of life, in the key of life. There's this particular tribe in Africa where, when a woman knows that she is pregnant, she goes out to the wilderness with her friends, and then they pray and they meditate together until they hear the song of the child inside her. See, they recognize that life has a rhythm. From our very heartbeats to our laughter and cries, every soul has its own rhythm, its own vibration, its own unique expression of life and purpose. Now, once the women hone in on the song of this child, they all collectively begin to sing it out loud. Then, they all go back to the tribe and teach the whole tribe this child's unique song. And then, once the child is born, the whole village gathers around and sings the child's song to him or her. No two songs are alike. After all, how could they be? No two lots are alike. Then later, when the children begin their first day of school, the people gather once again to sing that child's song to them. And it happens again when the child becomes an adult, and yet again when the child gets married. And then finally, at each death of the village, family, friends gather at the deathbed, just as they did at birth. And they sing that person's song to them to usher them along in what comes next. There's actually one other time that the tribe will gather to sing a person's song to them. And at first it may be surprising, but quickly it becomes clear that it's probably one of the most important times. When a person commits a crime or even an unacceptable social act, they are made to stand in the center of a circle formed by all the members of the tribe as they sing their song to them once again. Once again, the villagers sing that person's song for the village, at this village, correction of bad behavior that hurts the community isn't punishment, but rather it is a loving reminder of who you are and how much you matter to the community. You know, in many ways, one of the most important goals of spirituality is to reconnect us with who we truly are. And when it comes to the recognition that who we truly are is all tied up in and beautifully entangled with those who others are, music has a beautiful path to get us there. It seems to me the practice of this African tribe gives us a little insight into how important music can be in our spiritual process. Listening to music, singing, leading others in singing, composing, performing. They can all calm us, excite us, entertain us, teach us, inspire us, ground us, shelter us. They can do all kinds of things that help us understand ourselves and our relationships, our spirituality. Music provides important opportunities for spiritual development. That is a reality that's actually not escaped most organized religions. Almost all organized religions use music as part of their structure when they gather, whether singing or playing, chanting or drumming, or simply calling worship to order. They all seem to recognize that music has an important connection to spirituality. See, when words can't quite do the job, music is frequently there to help us along, to provide a platform outside of the sometimes limiting confines of words. What makes music spiritual, though? Music seems to transcend all forms of religion, all platforms of religion. Many would say that music and spirituality do not need to be defined as separate. They are, in fact, of the same essence. Music, in many ways, is the sound of our spirit. It certainly seems that it is to the village in Africa. And at any rate, music undeniably impacts our lives in incredibly deep ways. And there's actually good reason that it does. You see, a recent study out of the Montreal Neurological Institute and Hospital tells us that good music, which is mostly a subjective thing, it causes our brains to release dopamine in the same way that our brains do when we have an exceptionally good meal or have a sexual relationship. It should not be surprising then that music can have a deeply impactful influence on whatever area of our lives it is applied to. Now, the title of my message is actually my small homage to one of my favorite musicians, Stevie Wonder. It's meant to recall his 1976 album. Anybody know the title? I've given you almost the whole thing already. Music in the Key of Life, exactly. But I want to talk about a song that he actually wrote shortly after that album. See, in 1981, in a concert in Detroit at Cabo Hall, right next to the river that marked the end of the Underground Railroad and passage into freedom, Stevie Wonder introduced a new song. It was introduced as part of the movement to make Dr. King's birthday a national holiday. He had actually written a happy birthday song to Martin Luther King. And for his encore that night, Stevie had the entire audience, all 20,000 of them, sing along at the top of their lungs and then march together hand in hand out into the streets of Detroit. And they sang together, "The time is overdue for people like me and you, who know the way to truth is love and unity to all God's children." It should be a great event, and the whole day should be spent in full remembrance of those who live and died for the oneness of all people. So let us all begin. We know what love can win. Let it out and don't hold on. Sing it loud as you can. The song actually, for a short period of time, became a global hit and an anthem in the fight to make that holiday a reality. In 1986, 3 years after the signing of the approval by Ronald Reagan, and almost 20 years after King's assassination, Stevie headed a commencement concert celebrating the first official Martin Luther King Day. And I'd like to think that most of the nation at that point sang along, saying, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate, only love can do that." Considering the connection it has to spirituality, the way it impacts us physically, the way it reaches over boundaries and pulls people together, it should be a very little surprise that music has traditionally played a very key role in most human rights movements. Or as Nelson Mandela once put it, "It is music and dancing that make me at peace in the world." I also like what Plato had to say about music. He said, "Music is a moral law. It gives soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and charm and gaiety to life and to everything." As I said earlier, it seems to me that music is, at its essence, the sound of our soul, sound of our spirit. And I'll leave it to you to define what spirit means for yourself. When music is experienced from, well, more importantly, when music is created from the heart, with truth and with pure intention, it is a spiritual expression of the highest universal order. Oxford Dictionary defines spiritual as relating to or affecting the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things. Now, looking into the earlier roots of the word spirit comes from the Latin spiritus, which is translated as breath. But it also can mean spirit, courage, vigor, or even soul. Essentially, it points to those things that are essential to life. Whatever meaning of spirituality you go with, it would seem that there is a direct and clear connection to the very nature of music. I would argue that throughout human history, music has been indispensable in human life and has been an undeniable element in our development, both as individuals and as a species. Be it our breath, the waves of an ocean, the peeps of newborn chicks, or the cosmic microwave background of the universe which echoes creation itself. Life has a rhythm. Like them all, music has rhythm, tension, release. I'm not claiming that all music is spiritual, only that it can be. Music's one of our most powerful ways to speak to the spirit within us, the divine in each of us. It connects us to the smallest, most fragile elements of life and to the universe itself. Perhaps more importantly, it connects us to each other and encourages us to see the divine in others. Music has the ability to almost instantly take us to different places and times and memories. In a matter of notes, it can shift our emotional experience and outlook. And in its purest form, it takes us on a journey beyond the limits of our intellect and physical bodies to a higher state of being and of experience. Music is transforming. Spirituality is in part about a journey of transformation towards our better selves. And as we see in human rights campaigns, music can move us to places that are less directed by the judgments and doubts and fears that too frequently lead us to hurt others. And what is spirituality if it doesn't at least do the same in part? As we've already heard, Beethoven once said, "Music is the mediator between the spiritual and the sensual life." Music is one of our most powerful ways to speak to the spirit within us, the divine in each of us. It connects us to the smallest, most fragile elements of life and to the universe itself. Perhaps most importantly, it connects us to each other and encourages us to see the divine in others. So sing your life song. Soak in the music. Music in the key of life. This is your chance to share your thoughts or responses to the topic of music and spirituality. Those who would like to share. David?
Thank you. Well, Mark, I like your comments and agree with them. I just have one question, and that is, how do we decide what is spiritual music as compared with noise?
Well, I think that like I said about good music is spiritual music. It's subjective, isn't it? I mean, it comes down to what is it that helps you grow more in the direction that you know you're being called to grow in, that you know is more connected to your
who your better self is, and also connects you to the world around you. So,
I guess spiritual music is different for everybody. Others, at least that's my take.
I really like what you said, and when I play music, it just really moves my spirit too. And so, like when I play the violin, I like move with the music since it's really just emotional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that points to what I was saying earlier, that one of the things music does is it moves us beyond the limitations of words. And you're kind of saying that it is this. It's a feeling that you connect to, an internal feeling.